We mark these birthday blessings on the first birthday, the first Shabbat of the month with our family service. We also take a minute during our family service just for a little bit of conversation or to talk a little bit about the portion in our Torah or maybe to hear a story from it. Now, as it turns out, this week's Torah portion is a story that we might know pretty well. Tomorrow morning, Elliot is going to teach us a little bit about this Torah portion called Noah. Noah, as you can see from what I rescued from my children's playroom from when they were very little, right? We pretty much know the story. The earth was no good. There was a lot of lawlessness. And God decided to flood and make it rain and rain and rain and then rain some more and then take two of every animal. And where did they go? This is the interactive part. Where'd they go? Onto the ark, exactly right. The ark floated until it was all done. All the waters had receded. The sun came out and dried up the landy-landy. And then the rainbow came out as God's promise in the cloud. That sounds something we're pretty familiar with, right? Now, the Torah doesn't actually tell us a whole lot of detail. The Torah does say that there were every type of animal on the ark. Land animals, beasts, creepy crawlies, and winged creatures. Where were the swimmy creatures? In the water. Okay, good. So we got that. But Torah doesn't actually give us a list of what kind of animals were on the ark. So, my friends, who can name an animal that you think would have been on the ark? Let's see one.
Snakes.
Snakes. Make a snake sound. All right, what animal?
A zebra.
Can you make a zebra sound? I don't know what sound a zebra makes. Let's see. What else? What other animal?
A dog.
A dog. What sound does a dog make? What other animal? Very good.
A lion.
A lion, which says? And another animal? An Arctic fox. What does the so set me up for that, didn't she? What other animals?
A red fox.
A red fox. And? Do flamingos make sounds?
Yes.
A squawk. That was a good one. What else? An elephant, which says? Oh, very good. I was wondering, what animal do you have?
A monkey.
What sound does a monkey make? Yeah, very good. Any other animals that we missed? Anybody who didn't get a chance? Micah? A cat that says? Meow. Very good. And on the count of three, make whatever other animal noises you want. One, two, three, go. Excellent. Now, here's the interesting thing to me. All of those animals lived together on the ark. We don't have a whole lot of information but in the Torah itself, but our ancient rabbis and our sages wrote stories called Midrashim that tell stories about what happened in there. And they imagine what it must have been like for all those animals to live in one place. I mean, think about it. How did Noah have enough food to feed all of those animals? What did Noah and his family do to take care of them? Who cleaned up their messes? All these things we don't know, but we have stories about the stories in the Torah, including one of my favorite stories called The Littlest Pair, about a little pair of termites on the ark, and everybody was very worried that they were going on their way through the ark. And it turns out what they did was they made sawdust so that nobody slipped on the slippery floors of the ark. Isn't that a nice story too? In any case, all of those questions that we have aren't, for me, the point of learning the story this year. But rather, here's the notion. You had lions and tigers and bears, thank you, as well as all of the things that lions, tigers, and bears would eat on the ark. You had birds of prey along with all of the little animals that birds of prey like to eat. Everybody lived together on the ark. Well, isn't that something that we should pay attention to? That everyone, no matter who they are, or who they like, or who they disagree with, or who they get along with, or who they look like, or think like, or pray like, or be like, they all could get along on that ark. My friends, we only have one ark. We only have one planet. And wouldn't it be wonderful if we could learn that lesson from all of the animals on Noah's Ark who managed to all live together, for us all to be able to live together as well. So the next time somebody is pointing out the differences between and how we're not like them or they're not like us, let's remember, actually, that we're all on this ark together. And if the animals on Noah's ark could live together, surely we can as well. So the animals were one big part of the story. What's the other main important part of the story? What does it do? It rains. Now, we haven't had rain here for a while, which is actually good because I haven't finished taking down my sukkah yet, so that's okay. But I was wondering if you know how to make it rain right here. All that you have to do is follow what I do. I'm going to walk across, and when I walk across from one side to the other, you need to do whatever it is that I'm doing. And you can't stop doing whatever it is that you are doing until I walk back across you with a different motion. Everybody understand? You have to keep doing what it is that you're doing until I cross in front of you with a different motion. So we're going to start over on this side. It also requires some quiet. But we're going to see if we can make it rain. Got to keep doing that. Even louder. Add the foot stomp. Thank you. and rain. Well done, everybody. Making it a little bit of rain would have been a little different, I think, for Noah in his time, but an opportunity for us to do a little bit of rain.